I'm Chandler Guadagnin with your BYU-Idaho Radio Evening Headlines for Thursday, March 16th, 2023. An Ada County jury has found the Bingham County coroner not guilty of misdemeanor sexual battery. East Idaho News reports 55-year-old Jimmy Roberts was charged in October. He was accused of grabbing a woman's breast. His three deputy coroners called for him to resign after the charges were filed, but he refused, and they ended up resigning instead. He told East Idaho News he will continue to do the job and, quote, work to improve the operations within the Bingham County Coroner's Office. Pocatello Animal Services has a new way to help identify stray animals, a website dedicated to helping pet owners find their missing pets. The new Stray Animal List webpage lets pet owners see pictures of stray animals recently accepted at the shelter. Stray animals are kept at the shelter for 3 business days to give owners enough time to claim them. The new page lets owners check the pictures before heading to the shelter. To reclaim a missing pet, you need to be over 18 years old and show a photo ID and proof of ownership of the animal. The page is updated at least once a day, except for weekends. Right now, 4 cats and 7 dogs are listed on the page. To view the page, go to pocatello.gov/animal. The pictures are also put onto the animal shelter's Facebook page. BYU-Idaho's center stage venue in the Hart Auditorium is set to present Stayin' Alive, a Bee Gees tribute band, tomorrow night at 7:30. The Canadian native band Stayin' Alive is the largest and most definitive production of its kind, offering big screen video clips, photos, and dazzling imagery. They offer their audiences the songs and sights of full Bee Gees playlists, including Billboard top hits such as Night Fever, Jive Talkin', and You Should Be Dancin'. Todd Sharman, the lead and backup vocalist of the band, told us what makes the band unique from other tribute bands.
We have, you know, video presentations that go along with the show, paying homage to the Bee Gees themselves and to Andy Gibb and to, you know, different things in the 70s era, which actually add another layer to the show. And, you know, we just have a lot of fun. I mean, in a nutshell, that's what we do. We go right through their catalog and play all their biggest hits, you know, right from the 60s into the 70s disco era.
Sharman also told us why younger audience members who aren't familiar with the music or who have never seen their show should also come.
Fans will see when they come out to a show that's paced really well, and they'll find themselves singing along. And by the end of the show, they'll find themselves up on their feet dancing and wonder how the heck they got there.
You can purchase tickets at the university store in the Manwaring Center or online at tickets.byui.edu. Thanks for listening in on this fine evening. These have been your evening headlines for March 16th. 2023. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on this podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho radio podcast, or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, or Stitcher. I'm Chandler Guadagnin, and this is BYU Idaho Radio.